We have special holidays to praise God for giving us our parents and grandparents. And each of those special days has significance because each of those people has had a profound effect on our lives. But what about our sons and daughters? Should we set aside a day to honor our children? We Christians should immediately recognize that little ones have just as much value and significance in God's eyes as older people do. And students of the scriptures understand that everything about children is important to God. He designed them, he has expectations for them, and he should be celebrated for it. The one true God of the universe has existed since eternity past in ultimate perfection. He spoke the cosmos into existence for his sole honor and glory. He moved heaven and earth to redeem mankind, even though we have nothing to offer him. And he's given us everything we need for life and godliness in his word. He deserves our worship. He deserves our adoration. He deserves our praise. I'm your host, A.M. Brewster, and this is the Celebration of God. I love that the Celebration of God is so incredibly easy to personalize. Observing the various holidays and the celebration of God is not a legalistic requirement in order to please God. In fact, I believe it's possible for you to not observe all of the holidays on the calendar and still please the Lord. The key to glorifying God is that, if you truly are a born-again child of God, you will praise and extol and worship and exalt God for his character and deeds at some point in some way. You will thank him for creating you and sustaining you and coming to earth, living a perfect life, dying, raising from the dead, and ascending in victory over sin and death. But you don't specifically have to do those things on Creation Week, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas time, or Easter. Now, the nice thing about the celebration of God is that we offer you a discipleship experience that facilitates your discipleship in two glorious ways. Number one, we equip you to worship God every day of the year. And two, we encourage God's people to engage in corporate discipleship. God has made it very clear that we humans are forgetful and distracted. Memorials and corporate feast days keep us accountable and remind us to participate with each other in our worship of God. But they're simply tools to a much more glorious end. That end is giving God the preeminence that he deserves. So I hope that everything we do here on the celebration of God draws you closer to the Lord and not a system. We encourage you to observe these holidays to God's honor and glory, not your own. Now let me explain why I started today's show with these reminders. Today I'm going to talk about Daughter's Day and Son's Day. I'm going to discuss how we can prepare for these minor holidays, how we can celebrate God during these minor holidays, and how we can disciple our brothers and sisters in Christ on these minor holidays. But my family may or may not actually observe Daughter's and Son's Day. Why not, you ask? My wife and I haven't decided yet if it will be more beneficial to observe the individual days versus Children's Day in June. Maybe all three are valuable for different reasons. Maybe for my family, none of them are a good choice at this time. I'm saying this because I want to encourage you to really know why you do what you do. Don't observe Son's Day and Daughter's Day just because I explained how you could. Make sure the Lord will truly be glorified by your participation in these days. Of course, don't forget, even if you don't observe these 2 days, as a child of God, you will praise the Lord for his gift of children at some point, and you will love and serve your kids as you seek to please the Lord with your life. These two minor holidays are simply fantastic ways to remind us of God's goodness and grace in our lives. But before we get too much farther into this, did you know that you can actually shop Amazon and make money for TLP? TLP stands for Truth Love Parent, and Truth Love Parent is the reason that the celebration of God exists. And it's right, you can actually just shop Amazon like usual and make money for TLP. If you go to truthloveparent.com/Amazon and click on our Amazon affiliate link, all eligible purchases will earn a commission for TLP. It won't affect your shopping experience at all, and you won't have to spend any additional money. Amazon will simply give us some of the money for sending you to them. All you have to do is click on any of the Amazon banners at truthloveparent.com or celebrationofgod.com to be redirected. Thanks for checking that out. And lastly, don't forget that you can download free episode notes and find a ton of holiday-specific resources at celebrationofgod.com. Now let's talk about Sons and Daughter's Day. The world created and observes these holidays for many different reasons, and honestly, the history of the days isn't going to help us really appreciate them anymore. The reality is that they already exist and that many Christians already observe them. The key, though, is to learn to celebrate God on those days. Daughter's Day takes place on the fourth Sunday in September, and Son's Day always lands on September 28th. Why? I don't know, but that's when the world observes it. So I believe the best way to help the world see the awesomeness of our Lord is to celebrate God on those days, right along with them. Instead of simply piling more attention and praise and gifts on our kids, though, let's make sure that God is actually the focus. May that include praise and gifts poured on our kids? Possibly, but we'll get to that momentarily. The point I'm trying to make is the Christian observation of these special days should be different from the world's. So to that end, we need to, number one, prepare for these 2 days. We humans are naturally self-centered. Praise God, though, He gives us His Spirit, which convicts us and draws our mind back to truth. But that doesn't mean we never approach life selfishly. In fact, we're predisposed to worship ourselves instead of God. Therefore, it's very wise for us to enter into times of focused celebration with the intentional purpose of getting our hearts ready to dethrone self. To that end, we have a Bible reading just for Daughter's Day and Son's Day. You will find that it's nearly identical to the Children's Day Bible reading because many of you didn't have access to that last year. The Bible reading focuses on 5 major categories regarding children. It starts with the God of children and then continues with God's expectations for children, the value of children, what we can learn from children, and how to minister to children. As you read through those passages in preparation for Daughter's Day and or Son's Day, take time to meditate on the truths you're learning about God, but also take time to talk to God about them. Maybe you'll be drawn to praise Him for the gift of children or the wisdom He offers in order to lead them well. Perhaps you'll even be convicted about your attitude toward your children. In that case, take time to confess your sin and ask God to forgive you. And all of this is being done to correctly tune our hearts to sing God's praise. After reading all of those passages that will help us better appreciate our kids in light of who God is, it'll be much easier to enter the holidays already looking upward to God. And don't forget that the preparation for these 2 minor holidays can also include posting verses on your celebration wall. Now, if you don't know what a celebration wall is, be sure to listen to episode 16. It's also very important that you help your children prepare their hearts as well. Children have foolishness knotted up in their minds, so it's incredibly easy for them to take a day like Son's Day or Daughter's Day and see it as an opportunity to have as much fun as possible with no thought given to God at all. This is your chance to get them excited about their special day, but also to help them see it in light of their Creator. Engage them in the Bible reading and have some discussions about how you can observe their unique holiday in a way that will please the Lord. And that leads us to point number 2, celebrate. Again, the celebration of God is not a rule book for how God demands that we celebrate these days. He listed out all these expectations for the Old Testament Jews and their feast days, but those expectations aren't on us in this day and age. We merely want to offer suggestions and get your own creativity flowing so that you can tailor it to your unique situation. That means that if your culture observes a Son's Day or a Daughter's Day or a Children's Day on a different day from Americans, by all means, please observe it on that day. Make it make sense within your context, just as long as a biblical, Christ-honoring form of worship is the focal point. But here are some ideas. First, if you have more than one son or daughter, I would recommend explaining to them that this day is about all of them. Both of the girls need to recognize it's not about them alone, right? All 5 of the boys should strive to make the day just as enjoyable for the other brothers as they would like it to be for them. This will involve compromise and service. And what better way could there be to help our kids take this temptation to self-exaltation and make it about serving the Lord? Well, we could help them to see how they can serve their brothers and sisters by making it a fun day for them, compromising with them in the choice of activity. Speaking of activities, you could have your kids choose a family activity or project for the day. If you have more than one child in either category, maybe one could choose the activity and the other chooses the meal. Whatever you do, though, I believe it's very important that intentional time is set aside to focus on God. Whether you read some of the Bible reading, thank the Lord for the kids, and or discuss with them some of the implications of what the scriptures say about children, we need to make God the focal point. It's really about His gift of our children more than it is about our children. We can celebrate our kids only as it's a part of our celebration of God. But even if only part of our day is set aside to talk intentionally about God, let's not forget about the impact of point number 3, disciple. Discipleship isn't a program or curriculum. Discipleship is an ongoing conversation about God's truth and our response to it. Let's say that my daughter, who chose the day's activity, is complaining about the other daughter's breakfast choice. Do I ignore the complaining until it's time to talk about God later that day? Do I address it only when it and if it gets on my nerves? No. Discipleship is guiding our children through the high days and the low moments. It's speaking truth in that moment and inviting our disciplee to know, understand, and submit to that truth. As 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, discipleship involves using God's word to teach and reprove and correct and train. That can happen all day long as needed. In fact, I would argue that intentional, cumulative, God-honoring discipleship will have a much greater impact on our children than the annual Easter sunrise service. The service is only truly meaningful to those who already love God, and it's the consistent focus on Him in our homes that will teach them, over time, how important God needs to be in our lives. Now, those are just a few ways you can celebrate God on Daughter's Day and or Son's Day. As the years go by, we hope to add more and more resources to help you celebrate God even better on those days, if, of course, you choose to observe them. But even if you don't observe these minor holidays, I hope you'll join us next time as we discuss some of the ways you can better know, understand, and love God in the month of October. Lord willing, this month-long opportunity to exalt God will include a discussion about how even the unfortunate reality of death can be used to worship God, as well as how we can celebrate God with our recreation. I'll see you then. If you want to know God better, celebrate Him more, and help the ones you love to do the same, subscribe to this podcast and visit celebrationofgod.com to learn more about this dynamic discipleship resource. And remember, the Celebration of God is a listener-supported ministry.